No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We're your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, we got a couple guests joining us today on the big show. A new app that Dennis found after I left the grounds there at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. What was it, Tack Time?
Tack Time, yep. It's a way to automate your logging for your airplane, keeping track of all those maintenance records.
Well, we got that coming up, and then another guest as well that we made contact with at the big event.
You left. Again, see, all the real work happens once you go home.
Right. Well, I had to leave because I had to travel. I had to go to Ireland, and I just got back from Ireland and flying Aer Lingus. So, you know, it is about me, Dennis. And you picking up the slack. So
it's always been about you.
Yeah. I just wanted to fly an airline that was named Aer Lingus. You know, they just opens up a whole can of worms that we probably can't really go down that particular flight path at this
point.
Too
late.
Yeah. But I will say it was the first time I flew the national carrier for Ireland. And it was because they had nonstop flights from Orlando direct to Dublin, which is where we were going for a couple weeks. And I will say they did excellent. And the food was good. I will say this is the first time this has happened. I booked economy tickets. It's one of those A330s is what they fly. So it's a relatively newer aircraft. But they just have two levels of service. So it's kind of like a premium economy service and their first class lay flatbed pods type of setup. So there's only two levels of service. Bought the economy. And when we booked it months ago, the price difference between those levels of service was dramatic. We're talking like, you know, $800 versus $5,000 or $4,500 per person. To take the jump to the, and I was like, okay, that's a little rich for our blood. We're not going to do the first class thing, but who knows? Maybe when we get closer to the flight days, they'll lower their rates or, you know, like, hey, you want to do an upgrade? And lo and behold, a couple weeks before we traveled to Ireland, I got an email and it wasn't what I expected. It wasn't like, hey, would you like to upgrade? Here's the price. It was like, hey, would you like to bid on the upgrade? And this was a very similar system to what I've seen on cruise ships that this is very common to do. It actually looked like the same, background system where you place a bid and there's a dial that just says, okay, if you bid this amount, it's very poor. If you bid this amount, it's poor. If you bid this amount, it's okay. You might have a shot. And then
you're cheap. You're really cheap.
Right.
You stay in the back.
Yes. Is that the thing? And we bid, you know, like a really poor chance. But lo and behold, we got it. And I mean, it was, and you know, you can't just bid like a buck, which would be sweet. You know, or like, you know, bid $2 because you figure the other guy will bid a dollar. No, they have like minimum bids and it's a few $100 and, you know, kind of what you would expect. But we went ahead and, you know, put a bid for the flight from Orlando to Dublin because we were going to hit the ground running once we arrived in Ireland and knew, you know, that would be the best time to kind of splurge and hopefully get a little sleep in on this 8-hour plus flight. And so we would be able to, you know, feel somewhat refreshed as much as you can after a long haul flight after that. So we did it. We got it. It was a very unique thing to have to bid on it, but we got it. And that was sweet. And coming back, you know, we didn't bid on it for the return flight, but we went to the desk and say, hey, do you have any business class seats still available? They did. Here's the price. Okay. It was kind of basically the lowest price of what they had offered on the bidding. And so we went ahead and said, okay, what the heck? So we ended up flying, you know, their first class on Aer Lingus, and their service was great. It was the best that I've done. I mean, it was right up there. You know, my benchmark with this type of service, you know, you got Delta One, which is similar in the U.S., and they all have those lay flat pods, and you have your own little area and your nice little TV screen and cubby holes and things, and in the seats, you know, reclined. It had massage chairs on the thing, so they were a little nicer in that regard. But it was pretty standard, you know, pod type of setup. But they were nice, clean. Food was very good, and I mean, I couldn't think of anything, you know, to say bad about it. The folks were very nice. I felt extra lucky because I was going to Ireland. You know, maybe that's why we won the bid there. But my baseline has always been like Singapore Air, Fiji Airways has a similar service, and they are phenomenal. And I would say Aer Lingus was right up there, and they had nonstop flights from Orlando to Dublin, so you can't beat that. And the price was right in there. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't crazy expensive. It was no different if we would have flown, you know, Delta and did a connection to Dublin or something like that. It was just, I had never flown Aer Lingus, which is, you know, I think they are subsidized, I assume, you know, by the folks there in Ireland, maybe.
Or at least maybe Guinness beer.
Right, which you did have your option to get that or some Jameson, which I went for that latter, actually, get you there quicker. But it was a great trip, and I mean, the travel, going from the States, going from, you know, Florida nonstop, Aer Lingus, I got to give props. I just wish we would have better service like this more consistently across the U.S. Once again, you know, the international folks are making us look bad. Dennis, are you surprised by that review? Or
not at all, because the international folks don't have to respond to the stockholders and things like that. So, yeah. You know, hey.
Well, I assume that.
Be a little more flexible.
I assume that's the case with Aer Lingus, but I'm not sure. I don't know for certain if they're subsidized by the country there of Ireland, but I would assume, being they are the national carrier for Ireland, maybe they are. But regardless, the service was good. The price, you know, up front, when, you know, that differentiation in cost between economy, or it's really not economy, it's more like a premium economy service, and their business class and or first class, that two-level split type of system is much simpler than what we, you know, like what do we got, like three or at least four or five levels on Delta now, it seems like, depending on whether you're flying domestic or international, because you got Premium Select, you got Delta One, you got Economy Plus, you got Economy. It's ridiculous, the levels of service. So they've simplified it, but that difference in price between their economy seat and their next level or business / first class service is really, really ridiculous spread. I mean, when you go from $800 to $4,500, I mean, come on. I would expect it to be, you know, more like a double, maybe a little more than double, I think, is more what we're probably used to. Wouldn't you say? You know, I would figure, you know, if you're paying $800 for economy, it's probably going to be at least a couple grand, I'd say. But $4,500? What? Come on!
There are some people that are unwilling to, you know, ride in the back, and they'll pay it.
Well, obviously, that's why they
I'm
do that.
I'm looking at someone right now.
Well, I would not pay that. That's what I'm saying.
Unwilling to ride in the back, but eventually as you get closer, you know, those people aren't willing to take the risk.
Well, the price I ended up getting because we bid on the upgrade was what I would expect to pay, which was very reasonable. And it was what I expected. You know, it was like you went, you know, when we broke it out, it was probably about that, about a couple grand a pop for, you know, first class service, round trip, nice food, priority boarding, all the extra goodies.
Did they give you a premium lounge, like
yes,
the Delta
absolutely.
One lounge?
Sure
nice.
Did. You know, so the service was very, very good. And you know, I thought the price was right in that regard. So, I don't know, take it for what it's worth. But, hey, I'm not as jet-lagged as I usually am after a big, long-haul flight. Thanks to Aer Lingus.
A couple Jamesons will do that.
Yeah, well, okay. They did lubricate me socially for that, for sure. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Nothing beats a local when you're in a jam. And that's just one of the many benefits of having the Fly Like a Local app on your phone. Download and subscribe now for access to over 20,000 airports all across America with personal messaging and airport chat. Connecting with a local when you need it most is what makes the Fly Like a Local app invaluable and truly unique, especially when the FBO is closed and no one's around. So help out your fellow pilots and help yourself and join the community. Go to flylikealocal.com or download the app Fly Like a Local from the App Store now.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.